Good evening, everyone. Tonight's learning is sponsored by Jerry Friedman in memory of his father, Yecheskel Aaron ben Yosef Yehuda Zichron Levracha, by David Katz in memory of his father, Harav Pesach Chaim ben Harav Shalom Zichron Levracha, and by David Malitsky in memory of his father, Chaim Reuven ben Yehuda Leib Zichron Levracha. May all the neshamos have an aliyah in the course of our learning. We began the Shaila this week with a question as to whether or not one should do Nefilas Apayim. Should one put your head down if you are reciting Tachanun in the Ogden tent, noting the reality that except on Monday and Thursday mornings, there is no Sefer Torah in that Aron Kodesh. We deliberately take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh just for protective reasons. We don't want it sitting outside, exposed to the elements, and not properly protected. So there's an Aron there, but the Aron does not have a Sefer Torah within it. So should one do Nefilas Apayim in that circumstance? We noted that the Ramah, in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, if based based on the Rokeach, says that one should only do Nefilas Apayim if there is an Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Socho, that you're only supposed to do it in the presence of a Sefer Torah, which would seem to suggest that one should not do Nefilas Apayim when you are davening in the Ogden tent, perhaps with the exception of Monday and Thursday mornings. But I noted on Monday that I felt that one should. So why do I feel that one should despite the fact that there is no Sefer Torah? So the reason why I feel like you should is because of a number of comments that the Ramah makes as a qualification of his initial statement that you should only do Nefilas Apayim in the presence of a Sefer Torah. After quoting the Rokeach, the Ramah says the following. He says, V'chatzar Beis HaKnesses HaPasuach LeBeis HaKnesses, that if you're in a chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses, you're in an outer courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses that is open to the Beis HaKnesses, then you should do Nefilas Apayim. Now, would our tents qualify as a chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses that is open to the Beis HaKnesses? It's certainly an outer courtyard. It's an area that's outside the shul. Ordinarily, it would be used as a parking lot. Now we have a tent covering it, but would that qualify? So based on that, one might have said yes, but from the language of the Mishnah Berurah, it's not entirely clear that our tents would qualify as a chatzar beis haknesses. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah qualifies what is elevated to this status, or what constitutes a chatzar beis haknesses, in Sef Katan Yud Gimel. He says, Hainu de be'esha mispalo b'chatzar. He says, this means that when you are davening in the chatzar, he gives qualifications. Have a Pesach Beis HaKnesses Pasuach. The opening to the Beis HaKnesses, the door, is open. V'nucha liros me'oso tzad makom ha'aron. And you can see from where you are located the Aron Kodesh. So you're standing in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, the door is open, and you can actually see the Aron Kodesh from where you are standing. In that circumstance, have a kemispala lifnei ha'aron. Then it is considered as if you're davening in front of the Aron because you're within sight of the Aron. You can locate it, you can see it. However, if you're in a chatzer, a courtyard of the shul that's located somewhere else, he says instead of, let's say the Aron is situated in the Mizrach, so if you had a door in the back, you'd be looking straight at the Aron Kodesh. But he says, let's say there's a scenario like ours where the doors are on the side, or even better, in our scenario with the Ogden tent, the doors aren't even open to a Beis HaKnesses proper at all. It's open to the hallway. So you certainly can't see the Sefer Torah. In that circumstance, he says that you wouldn't do Nefilas Apayim. Then Ain Shem Sefer Torah, Ain Tzar Nefilas Apayim. He says, in that circumstance, it's considered as if there's no Sefer Torah. He adds as well, V'hu adimim haya Pesach Beis HaKnesses no'ul. Similarly, if the door is locked, you would not do Nefilas Apayim. Now, that would really pose an interesting shaila in our circumstance. Are our doors locked? Technically speaking, they are. But everybody, all the mispalalim have the password, so you could very easily open it. How would we view that halachically speaking? Would we consider that door locked, or would we consider it unlocked? Because technically speaking, you have access. That's an interesting question, but it's immaterial for us, because the chatzer, it doesn't give you access or vision. It's not within the line of sight of the Aron Kodesh. So that line of the Ramah in and of itself would not be enough to justify Nefilas Apayim in the Ogden tent. It's really the next line of the Ramah that in my mind seals the case. The Ramah says the following. There's one other scenario when you should do Nefilas Apayim, even if you're not in the presence of a Sefer Torah. He says, O b'shah she'atzibur mispalalin, if you have a point when the tzibur is davening, and this is the language of the Ramah, it's a little surprising, but this is what he says. Az afilu yachid bebeso omer tchina b'nefilas apayim. If you are davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, then even if you are at home, even if you are not in shul, the Ramah says you should do Nefilas Apayim. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalad, he says, Mashma da afilu hu rachok mi Beis HaKnesses gamke nofel al apav. He says, even if your home is distant from the Beis HaKnesses, it sounds like you should be doing Nefilas Apayim. Now, it doesn't seem that that's the common practice. I don't know if in general people think, oh, is there any tzibur that's davening? And that could be for a number of reasons. It could be because of the fact that in our communities, there's no single time when the entire tzibur is davening. If you go back to the shtetl in Europe, there would be a time when everybody was davening, and that was the time when you would do nefilas apayim. Here, even in our own shul, Baruch Hashem, we have multiple mincha minyanim and ma'ariv minyanim. So it's hard to identify a single point but that's the sha'a sha'at tzibur mispalin. It may also be due to another qualification that the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, "Ayri hacha de ein sham tinuf mafsik ben beis ol beis haknesses." There can't be any tinuf, anything that's considered halachically dirty or grotesque, that is between you and the beis haknesses. If there's some, I don't know, let's say dog feces on the ground, someone failed to clean up after their dog, and that's between your house and the shul, then perhaps you wouldn't do nefilas apayim, and perhaps because it's hard to do an examination of the sidewalks every time you're doing nefilas apayim, maybe that's another reason why we don't as well. But one scenario where I really think it would be b'shash atzibur mispalin, and one scenario where you could be confident that there's no tinofes is when you're davening in the tent right outside the shul, right? It's the same time as the minyanim usually are coordinated, right? We have minyanim that are davening at the same time both inside and outside. It's really right outside the shul itself. And I think on the basis of that line in the Ramah, even though ordinarily we're not machmir for it when we're davening at home, on that basis alone, I think one should indeed do nefilas apayim when one is in the tent. Now, there are other reasons as well that we are going to discuss. Chaim, you had a question first, quickly? That's very interesting. That's very interesting. And it's between the tent and... Okay, so maybe that would actually change the psak. Now, we're going to give, Baruch Hashem, we're going to give two additional reasons why I think one might do nefilas apayim. And we'll discuss those tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. But this entire discussion is predicated upon the psak of the Ramah that one should only do nefilas apayim when there is a Sefer Torah. And it makes sense that it is predicated upon that position. Ordinarily, Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah, mipiv anu chayin. And, indeed, most Ashkenazim only do nefilas apayim in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Are there poskim who disagree, who hold that you should do nefilas apayim always, even not in the presence of a Sefer Torah, like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam against the Rokeach and the Ramah? Indeed, there are. Great poskim, shemipiyam anu chayim. We will, Be'ezus Hashem, discuss the position of those poskim tomorrow. Rabbi Chananim ben Akasha, Omer, Tzakal, Shrek, Lezakos, Israel, Fikach, Herb, Lam, Tar, Mitzvos, Shemar, Lunechal, Beitzim, Anzim, Koy, Yadir.